That's Lizard Brain and Sweet Blessed Miracle. What a great track that is. And Lizard Brain, join me in the studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello,
hello.
How are
you doing?
Who have we got here? We've introduced yourself.
I'm Mark.
I'm Richard.
And I'm David.
Lovely. That track, Sweet Blessed Miracle, such a good track. I'm so surprised that that didn't capture public imagination more. It wasn't used in adverts. So it's such a brilliant song.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, let's hope people are listening and would like to use it in an advert. Yeah, that's great.
We'll keep playing it.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, that's it.
So what do you all do in the band?
So I mainly write some of the tunes and use the computer to come up with stuff. So I'm very much based in that way.
Interesting noises, some very industrial sounds and all kinds of...
That's me.
So I'm a songwriter, producer, I guess you could say, with everyone's help. Play keyboards and a bit of bass. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I play guitars and basses and things like that, and woodwind instruments as well, flute and saxophone, things like
that. So Dave is being a bit modest, because he's the professional musician amongst us, you know, so he's...
Well, he's got the sunglasses, so...
Exactly, he's got the sunglasses.
I can't believe together, you told everybody that.
When you said don't mention it, it was a...
Yeah, I know.
So, Dave, is there an instrument you don't play? I think that's more...
I don't play any brass instruments, like trumpets and things like that. I could never get that farty sound going. It's just... I don't know, it confuses
that's
me.
That's before the watershed, so...
I think we're all right with that. And how long have you been together, guys?
So that would be 11 years. You and me.
So Mark and I started in about 2008. And I think Mark had heard some of my previous music before, without realising that I was involved with that music. So when we found out, we started talking about music and then got to start and do a few songs. Tony Jenkins joined us a couple of years later, two or three years later, and helped us get the first album done. That would have been about 2011, I guess. And then we've actually released three albums now. Dave joined us for the third album and part of the second. It's been going for a long time now, really.
And how did you guys originally meet?
So we met through the kids at school.
Really?
Yeah. So my daughter was in the same class as Richard's daughter, and it's just one of those, you know,
a dad's band. Finds.
Exactly.
It is a dad's band. Exactly.
Well, once your kids get to a certain age, you realise you can get a bit of your life back again from, you know, where it's gone down the U-bend. You can kind of get some of it a little bit.
We love them as we do.
Yeah. We love to see them turn up again, and sometimes, have a bit of space when they go as well.
Now, that track we played, Sweet Blessed Miracle, that's not necessarily typical of your stuff. It's quite wide range in your genre.
I don't think we have a typical, because we've been listening to pop music together through the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, the amount of rock and roll that's out there and the amount of different directions that things have taken, you know, and we've got slightly different tastes, a few things in common, but we do tend to try and make a song like something, to try and capture a particular style from all of those different varieties of influences.
Yeah, so we have almost like a saying, which is to follow the song, you know, to not be too constrained by what the band is, but actually to, if we have a song coming out, just to go with it and see where it goes. And so, I mean, quite a few of our songs are extremely different, you know. If you play through the latest album, it's really pretty eclectic.
Yeah, the last album we had a song called... Am I Just a Name Now? Sorry, I forgot it. Just remember that.
That's quite right, all down.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Mark. And Tony had written this, and it was a nice soulful ballad. And then when he came back to the studio to realise what we'd done with it, we turned it into a reggae track. And he said, What? So we've got at least three different versions of that song.
Yeah.
And I think we managed to hit the mark with all of them in terms of just getting in that right niche. Mm.
And where did the name come from, Lizard Brain?
Go for it.
I'll leave that to Rich.
Trying not to live in a state of fear. So the lizard brain is part of your brain that's kind of the most basic, the most evolutionarily old part of your brain, and it's where all the basic drives are, and where, you know, where you feel the sex drive and fear and all the rest of it. And I think a lot of people actually kind of almost live in that state.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a commentary on that.
Road
at the time.
Rage and...
Although you've got a far more positive interpretation of it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, with me, I teach a lot of guitar, and I'm always trying to teach people when they do something to do it on automatic pilot and not to think about it, because once you start thinking about it, it just screws up completely, you know?
It's like typing, it's like touch typing.
It is, isn't it? It's exactly the same. And I say to people, that part of your brain that says, I want to check this before you do this, that's a really great part of your brain to be out there when you're crossing the road. But when you're actually performing, you really don't want that at all.
You're just working on instinct.
Yeah, completely, yeah.
And when you talk about performing there, I asked you if you've got any gigs coming up. You said, oh, no. Does it work like that as a band for you then?
Well, not very often. We have played a couple of gigs in Cambridge, and, I mean, certainly, I don't know, it's one of those things, it's a lot of work for us to do because it's not the normal way that we work. So we normally work in the studio, essentially, and some of the songs are quite complex and multi-layered. So it takes us a bit of time to get ourselves together to do a gig. And we did a great gig in the Flying Pig, for example, for charity about 18 months ago now, was it?
Yeah, that was part of Oxjam.
Part of Oxjam, and that went down really well. But so we can certainly do it, but it's not something that is top of our list, I guess.
It takes time away from actually getting the next album sorted out, really. And as we're averaging about 3 years per album, I have an ambition to try and get one out before the end of 2020.
But yeah.
Tell the rest of the band that.
Yeah, I mean, usually we've got a long list of tracks that. So we're very fortunate because all of us write. So we have quite a long list of songs that we'd like to get recorded. And actually, it does take time to get them done to the standard that we'd like to do them to. So we tend to focus on that primarily and not so much on playing live.
And we can't give up the day job.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're doing this all around other jobs, aren't you? And bringing up children, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So which are we going to drop?
Oh, have you got a call?
Well, the kids will be gone soon.
Yeah, so, okay, there we go.
And I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, you are gentlemen of a certain age. I'm speaking as a woman of a certain age. How have you found that fitting into the music scene in Cambridge? Because there are lots of bright young things there.
I'm not sure we do, really, because we don't really... I mean, we know a few people. I mean, some of them are people that I've taught, you know. They're ex-pupils of mine, so I do know
like
them.
Like who?
Do you get anything off of Holly Haynes these days?
We might do. We might be on the system.
And bass player for Dayton Plain was one of mine as well. There's a couple others. I can't think of
it's a father figure day, aren't you, really?
Yeah, very much so.
Legacy and influence. It's
I mean, I think generally the music scene is very welcoming, so I don't. Mm. You never feel like you're kind of rejected for your age or anything like that. And in fact, it's the same with German Shepherd Records. So about a year ago, we got signed up to German Shepherd Records, which is a very exciting label based in Salford in Manchester. And they've been incredibly welcoming as well. So it never feels like any. It's not anything that we think about, to be honest, at all. It's just get on with it and do stuff.
Mm. And what do the kids think of you, having dads in a band?
I think shame is probably the best way of putting it.
Yeah.
Well, job done then.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true.
There was a bit of a joke yesterday at the dinner table because I was quite pleased because our new track, Turning the Wheel, had been put on a charity compilation album for German Shepherd Records, which is called Off the Leash, and I was quite pleased because our song was the first song on the album, and I was, you know, quietly quite pleased about that. And I said at the dinner table, I said, oh, you know, we're the first track on the album, and all the kids said, yeah, what, keep the best till last then, hey?
Yeah, they don't let you go.
So it's kind of banter city, you know.
Well, you've given me that track. Let's play this. So we'll just hear half a minute or so, and then we'll talk over it. You can explain it to me. Very different to Sweet Bless America. It's quite dark, that.
They are all very different. That's the thing.
Yeah, so that song started life when Dave and I were doing a theatre soundtrack in Cambridge a few years ago. Not going to say how many years ago.
We've talked about our age
too much already. it's a song really about people that are working but are struggling to make ends meet, so they're working poor. It is quite a heavy sort of lyric, Obviously, this has been a pretty big topic in the election recently. Not that we want to get too political.
No, I was going to say, that is quite political. Are you a political band at all?
I think we're political people.
Yeah. I think some of the songs do have a bit of a political message. There was one on the album called Gannet, which was quite a political song as well. Some of them are. But it just varies, you know. It's hard to say that there's one thing that we do. But yeah, turning the wheel is about people trying to make ends meet. And
people working full time and still having to claim benefits, you know, still using food banks, you know. I mean, there aren't any more hours in the week. They're looking after their children. They're both working full time and they still can't get by.
What are your ambitions for the band then? What if I were to say to you in 5 years' time, where do you see yourselves? What would you like? You're obviously you're not going to. Well, get me wrong. You might go on the X Factor for all I know. You'd be being.
I've got the glasses.
Yeah. You've got the glasses. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I think halfway there. I think there's two ways we could answer that. I think we could probably answer it as songwriters, because I think that's really what I think is our main strength. So it would be great if you know, other people picked up on some of the songs and we were able to do something with the songs themselves. I think as a band, you know, we made a big step forward with being signed to German Shepherd, and we're just waiting to see really whether that takes us to another level, whether we get any further interest. Clearly we're getting more radio and more interest generally, but will it go up a level, you know, will it turn into something a bit more significant?
So it is something you want, further interest. You know,
it would be great.
You could just carry on doing this in your spare time, but this is something that you do have ambitions for.
We'd like more hours in the day, really. You know, that's one of the issues, isn't it? But it would be nice if somebody else picked up on some of these songs and wanted to use them. And the other thing that Richard doesn't say is that he does an awful lot of the production, which is of the highest level. It's really top quality.
Cheers, mate.
But I don't think, knowing him, that he'd be that thrilled at doing that for other people.
Where do you work? Where do you record? Is this all on your own home computers?
So we built ourselves a little studio about 2.5 years ago in my garden, essentially. So we're lucky enough to have a space we can go and use. And it's reasonably up to date and good and well soundproofed, which the neighbours are very pleased about. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's we do have a space that's pretty professional. So we do set ourselves quite high standards, you know, and try and release things that we're proud of, and that's what takes the time, really. You know.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, live music these days is what earns money. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, production management would spend a load of money losing millions of pounds on world tours and everything and make it back on album sales, and of course it's entirely the opposite these days, so that leaves us in a slightly difficult position, as it's hard for us to do many gigs, but I approve of that. I think it's great.
Well, it's lovely talking to you. Thank you. I could talk to you all day, and thank you very much for my Christmas gift.
Absolute pleasure.
That's really kind of you. If people want to find out more about your music or about all the projects that you're involved with, where should they go?
Well, the best bet is probably to go on our website, which there's two ways of doing it. One is just to type it in. So it's basically Lizard Brain Band, all one word, .wixsite.
Otherwise, you do get... Yes, you find out all about the Lizard Brain Band.
Putting band in does help.
Lizard Brain Band.
There's lizardbrainband, .wixsite, that's wixsite.com/online, or just search Lizard Brain Band Wix. You'll then get our main website and all the tracks are on there, and from there you can click onto German Shepherd's Records, you can click onto our Bandcamp page, their Bandcamp page. That's probably where everything is.
Brilliant. And what are you doing for Christmas? Will you all be in Cambridge for Christmas?
I'm in Cambridge for Christmas and I shall be sitting on the couch and doing nothing, I hope.
That sounds very good.
Yeah, I'm going back to Wales after Christmas, so in Cambridge for Christmas, and then back to see the family in Wales for New Year.
Yeah, and I'm in Cambridge, all the time with my two boys and wife, and hoping for nothing too eventful.
Well, thank you again for coming in. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you for having me.
I'll take a picture of you shortly and put that on our website so people can see what you look like and see that you really are. You've had a lens replacement, haven't you? How is that? I looked into that.
It's okay.
They do pokey things to your eye, and I can bear it.
Yeah, I was okay at the time, but the memory of it is slightly traumatising.
Yeah, you will have 20/20 vision then as a result. Yeah. Yeah,
and constant PTSD as well, I think.
Flashbacks. That's more price to pay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa Bray.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.